Some of the dogs are past national champions for breed or group, such as Tango, a giant schnauzer owned by Robin Elliott, a teacher from Dallas. She says work starts early for many of the dog owners, but even earlier for professional handlers who show a dog for its owner.
Some of the handlers are here at 6 a.m. exercising dogs, potting them, and then starting grooming to get ready. It takes me about an hour and a half to get her ready for the ring, and that's about normal for a giant schnauzer.
Ken Lambert of Oklahoma City is one of those professional handlers preparing and showing off Yorkies and Chihuahuas for their owner.
It's fun to take their dogs, train them, put them together, make them champions, and send them home, and then we get a new batch and we get to do it again.
Lambert spends as many as 42 weeks a year on the road to attend dog shows across the country. Also traveling to dog shows are vendors related to the show industry. Jacob Robles of New Braunfels uses his Liberty Mutual office to sell health insurance for dogs. He says policies can cover issues related to dog misbehavior, diet plans for obese dogs, emergency visits, and some medical checkups.
It's a reimbursement plan. It's just pet insurance. We also have a preventative side to that as well, too.
Vendors in the exhibit hall sell dog clothing along with natural dog food and custom leash vendors. Tom and Sandy Wiegand of Pennsylvania set up a tent for their company, Winning Image, to take photos of dogs and their owners. Sandy says some breeds can be less camera friendly than others.
Hounds. We photographed a Saluki one time that would not look at me and kept turning backwards, giving us her butt.
The main attractions are the competitive events where dogs are judged on appearance and obedience. The show is put on by the Bexar County Kennel Club and the Kennel Club of Greater Victoria. Show chairman Jennifer Stastny says dogs need more than perfect breed characteristics and perfect behavior to win Best in Show. She says a dog's ability to turn on the confidence before a crowd is a key factor.
It's like somebody plugged them in and flipped a switch, and they are on for the judge. They are on to the show. Everybody look at me.
The dogs and their owners or handlers hope to win Best in Breed, Best in Group, and then Best in Show. Winners don't receive prize money, just ribbons and trophies. Most owners and handlers say they do it for the love of competition and the sense of community they get from seeing each other at shows across the country. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.